This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, June 11th. Well, cattle markets have been really fairly quiet so far this week, especially in the live cattle trade, where there's not much to push the market either up or down. Feeder cattle, of course, looking at rain coming across much of the dry country across the northern plains. Southern plains have gotten another big shot of rain. Pasture conditions improving significantly in the south. Northern plains at least kind of stalling any further deterioration in pasture and probably stalling further movement of cattle off of those dry pastures. So the feeder cattle are also looking at the corn crop, of course, and that's the major driver there as well. They haven't held as well as live cattle. They've just been kind of slowly drifting lower this week, whereas live cattle have kind of just chopped around, trying to make a bit of an effort on the upside, but struggling really to get some momentum going. In the cash trade, same old story. We got the cash trade settling in right around 120 on pretty big volume, bigger than we're used to seeing for this time of the week. So that's encouraging. Dress trade around 191. The box beef values are mixed. We see the choice slipping a little bit, whereas the select has held well or has moved higher. So the spread has dropped fairly quickly. We got the choice yesterday was down 40 cents. We're sitting at 338. Select was up 253 at 310. The spread was down 293 at 2785. Now that spread has lost $5 just in the last couple days. So it's been a pretty swift pullback as far as the spread goes. And that's largely because the select has gained in value while the choice has basically just stalled out. Movement yesterday was 110 load, so we've definitely seen an uptick in the movement, and that's encouraging as well. Slaughter rates at 476,000 heads so far, that is up about 150,000 over where we were a week ago, and it's just up about 17,000 over last year. So last year's numbers kind of stabilizing, and we're able to get a better comparison with a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 13 cents at 139.91. That too has become fairly quiet over these last few sessions. Export sales yesterday at 16,100 tons. Japan took 4,800, South Korea 4,000, Mexico 2,500, China took 2,300. Pork export sales at 19,700, a fairly low number from what we've been used to seeing. China took 8,100 of that. Mexico took 6,400 of that. So we're seeing, again, the cash trade has just been flat. It's been stuck in a range for about a month and a half now and just has not budged. We are seeing a little bit more interest in the north. We've seen some sales around 122, so that's little bit of a push, but in the south it's still pretty sluggish, around 119 to 120, which is where we end up with our 120 average. Break evens, of course, are in the red everywhere you look. Current break evens that are from cattle placed about 5 months ago, those are sitting around 140 on the Fed trade, and front month 128 on the Fed trade, and front month cash is, or futures and cash are sitting around 120. So you can see where you're losing a pretty good chunk of change there. For current break evens for animals being placed now, they'll finish in the December time period, looking at a break even of around 140, even higher. And the December futures are trading at 129. So it gets worse the further out you look when you look at basically, it's feed costs that are pushing that up. And the corn market could be looking at a notable pullback here, but still you're at fairly elevated prices, and it's unlikely that the corn market's going to break very much unless you get some huge acreage report on June 30th and you get stellar yields. That's a lot to ask of a market that is looking at long-range forecast calling for dry temperature, or dry conditions, and above normal temperatures. But nevertheless, I think the feeder cattle market will be pretty tuned in, obviously, to what the corn market is doing, and I think still got a fair amount of volatility in it. Generally speaking, the momentum would seem to me to be to the downside for both lives and feeders. Normally, you're putting in some seasonal lows in June in live cattle. June, sometimes it stretches to August. My guess is it's probably going to be August. Sky-high beef prices, I think, are starting to do some demand destruction in the retail sector. Now, again, boxed beef boom has picked up a little bit, so perhaps I'm wrong there. Perhaps the retailer is or the consumer is hanging in there, at least initially, as they come out of COVID, and demand for everything is strong, and inflation is rampant. Beef is getting caught up in that, no doubt. It's part of that basket of goods that's pushing inflation numbers higher. How long that lasts just remains to be seen. But we got a summer in front of us. We got at least another 2 months of volatility in the grain complex, unless it just starts raining and raining and raining, and then we don't have to worry about it anymore. But that does not appear to be in the forecast. So again, I look for a push down, at least to test the spike lows from last week and the JBS issue, and probably take those out. But I think the market will catch down there and at least stabilize for a while. But I do think we're headed there for both the lives and the feeders. And frankly, the feeders aren't that far away. Live cattle have a bit more to go. I think the feeders will reach it and probably head on south and reach for that early May low to give us some sort of more major support level. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.